Shalom, Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Beloved brothers and sisters, I just read for you some history that have happened in days of old of the history of our Jewish people. But God gave this instruction to Daniel already at about 551 B.C., which was given to us in Daniel chapter 8, to tell Daniel what will happen when a man by the name of Antiochus will rise to power. So I'm back in Daniel chapter 8, and now we read in verses, notice in verse 11 on. Look at this, 11, 12, and so on. It says, "And yet, yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host." In other words, he rose, he exalted himself, and that prince of the host of Israel was the high priest of Israel. In other words, what he did, he magnified himself above the high priest of Israel, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. This is verse 11 in the middle. What did he do? He stopped the sacrifices to be offered in the temple in the city of Jerusalem. He stopped them completely. And notice what it says in verse 11 at the end. And he says here, "And the place of his sanctuary was cast down." He defiled the temple in the city of Jerusalem. And verse 12 says, "And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression." That host was some Jewish people who did not stand for the truth of God and allowed themselves to be influenced by Grecian Hellenistic view. And they, in a sense, aligned themselves, instead of following the God of Israel, they aligned themselves with the Hellenist, and it said at the end of verse 12, "And it cast down the truth," that is the law, he cast down to the ground, "and it practiced and it prospered." That word for it, it's he. Antiochus Epiphanes was successful to do what he intended to do. He defiled the temple in the city of Jerusalem. And you see, beloved brothers and sisters, that was already predicted by God through Gabriel to Daniel at about 551 B.C. That event occurred hundreds of years later, at about 168 B.C. He predicted what will happen during the time of the Grecian Empire. We'll listen to verse 13 and 14, and then we're going to move to the Brit HaChadashah, to the New Testament. "And I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said," that certain saint which spake, he said, "How long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation?" How long will the temple be desolated? In a sense, how long will this abomination, which maketh desolation, will continue on? And so we read in the end of verse 13, "How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" How long is going to happen? And so the answer was in verse 14, "And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then," listen to that, "then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." Here's how we get the word Chanukah. In other words, there would be 2,300 days from the time that this man by the name of Antiochus IV going to control the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, defiling the temple in the city of Jerusalem, about 2,300 days will pass before it will come to an end. When Daniel said, I heard a saint speaking, it was an angel that he heard. And one angel was speaking to another angel and saying, how long can that continue on? And he said, 2,300 days. And if you would look, and you will notice, it takes us all the way back to about 171 B.C., all the way to 165 B.C., a little bit over 6 years, where that occurred in the land of Israel. All the control of Antiochus over the Jewish people and the problem that he caused against the Jewish people, including the time that he desecrated the temple in Jerusalem. And then on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, 165 B.C., the sanctuary shall be cleansed. And indeed, again, in the Jewish history, if you read the Maccabees, the first Maccabees, second Maccabees, there was a man by the name of Matityahu. In those days, 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 1 said, in those days arose Mattathias, the son of John, the son of Simon, a priest of the sons of Joab from Jerusalem, and he went to Modi'in. Verse 2 says, and he had five sons, Jonathan called Kadis, Shimon called Fasi, Judah, who was called the Maccabees, and Eliezer called Avaran, and Jonathan, whose surname was Apus. And when he saw the blasphemies that were committed in Judah and in Jerusalem, he said, this is what Mattathias said, woe is me! Woe is me! Wherefore was I born to see the misery of my people and of the holy city, and to dwell there when it was delivered into the hand of the enemy, and the sanctuary into the hand of strangers? Matityahu was the father of five sons. When these events happened, Matityahu was a priest. He said, I cannot see it anymore. I have to do something about it. So he, with his five sons, rose up to become, you might say, to begin a campaign against the Grecian Syrian who controlled the land. And you know the story is being told, and you can read these events in the book of Maccabees, which is not divinely inspired. It's not part of the canon of scripture. It is a Jewish history. Very important to read and understand. Well, we find out that when he went to Modi'in, as we read here in 1 Maccabees 2, what did he see there? That the armies of the Syrian, Grecian Syrian, came and they demanded from the Jewish people to offer a pig on an altar right there in the city of Modi'in, in the town of Modi'in. So when Matityahu saw one of the Jewish men was going to offer that pig on that altar, he went and he killed him. And by doing so, he began a revolt against the Syrian, the Grecian Syrian. And him and his son rose up and fought against the Grecians and began, you might say, a constant fight against the Syrian, the Grecian Syrian, until the time that they pushed them out of the land. And eventually, this man by the name of Mattathias, but also his son, Judah HaMaccabee, they have cleansed the temple in Jerusalem and rededicated to the God of Israel. As we read here, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed, God said through the angel Gabriel to Daniel. It will happen. There will be a wicked man who is a little horn who will rise up in a certain time in Jewish history. He will desecrate the temple in pride. He will lift up himself. He will cause a lot of persecution to the Jewish people. But eventually, Gabriel said to Daniel, eventually the temple will be cleansed. And the Jewish people now, since that 165 BC began to celebrate the feast of Hanukkah, which simply means the feast of dedication. Now, why is this so important, beloved brothers and sisters, to understand it? Because to the very same temple, this is the second temple that was rededicated by the Hashmonaim, that was rebuilt by Zerubbabel, the Jewish people who returned to the land from Babylon, the very same temple Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, was brought when he was a little boy, when he was just born, about 40 days of age. If you turn now to Luke chapter 2 with me for a moment, and you will see the connection. Luke 2, John 10 is connected with Daniel chapter 8. Because to this very same temple that was once desecrated and then cleansed and rededicated and by the Jewish people, now notice what happened. They were an anticipation of the coming of the Messiah by our people of Israel. It says in Luke chapter 2, verse 21, when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yeshua, which was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. You remember that the angel, the same angel Gabriel, who spoke to Daniel in Daniel chapter 8, is the same angel Gabriel who announced the coming of the Mashiach to Israel. He announced it, of course, to Miriam. He announced it to Yosef, the stepfather. He announced it there in the land of Israel to the shepherds. And he was saying to them that the Messiah will be born. He was saying to Miriam that he will be born. You shall conceive and bear a child. But the reason of the birth of this child will not be to live a long life, but he was going to be born into this world in order to die and to give himself a ransom for many. And so notice what it says here in verse 22, in Luke 2, 22, when the days of her purification, according to Leviticus chapter 12, it took 40 days before any Jewish woman was now purified and cleansed and ready now to go to the temple. And so we find out that according to the law of Moses, when her day of purification were accomplished, he says, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord. So now Miriam, who is now now purified after 40 days, Yeshua the Messiah is already 40 days old. He was circumcised when he was 8 days old. Now she brought him with Yosef to the temple. And again, to remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that it is the very same temple. The very same temple that was cleansed by the Maccabees at 165 BC. By the time that she bring him to the temple, you know how many years passed by? Yeshua was just born. About 3 BC, sometime around 2-3 BC. In other words, 160-something years passed by. And now baby, by the name of Yeshua, Jesus, is being brought by his mother Miriam and his stepfather Yosef. They come into the temple and they're going to offer offering as it was commanded by the Lord for the woman after 40 days to come and to offer according to the law of Moses, to offer sacrifice unto the Lord. And you notice if you just jump down a little bit further, in verse, it says there in verse 25, Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Shimon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Israel was waiting and eager to see when the Mashiach will come. When will God finally restore our people? When will he establish the Messianic kingdom? When the Messiah will come? They were eager and waiting for the consolation of Israel. Someone like Shimon was waiting. Someone like Hannah was waiting. There were Jewish people who were waiting for God's, finally bringing the Mashiach and establishing the Messianic kingdom. So we find out, according to verse 25, the Holy Spirit was upon this man by the name of Shimon. Verse 26, and it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Mashiach, the Lord's anointed.
Gideon Levitam is the president of the Holy Scriptures and Israel Bible Society. Join us for our weekly ministry meetings. We gather every Saturday for Shabbat meetings at 1 p.m. at 28 Martin Ross Avenue, North York, Ontario. Our Bible study classes are on Fridays. The morning class is at 11 a.m. and the evening class at 7 p.m. You can listen to our radio program Monday through Friday on Joy 1250 AM, Oakville, Ontario at 1045 AM, 99.5 FM WDCX Buffalo, New York on Sundays at 2:30 PM, and KDIA 1640 AM San Francisco, California at 7:30 PM Monday through Friday. To find out more about the Holy Scriptures and Israel, and for ways to support the ministry, please visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you, and Shalom, Shalom.